Well, what about the use of abemaciclib as a single agent for which it's approved? Is that something that might be a consideration for this patient in the future?
So the MONARCH 1 trial that looked at abemaciclib monotherapy looked at a CDK4/6 naive population. And so that trial did show benefit to abemaciclib monotherapy with almost a 20% objective response, but again, they were CDK4/6 naive. So we actually don't have data for looking at abemaciclib in a patient like this who's previously progressed on palbociclib. You know, there are trials, again, ongoing looking at this question, but outside of a trial, I would not recommend doing that since we don't know what its activity would be.
Could a physician use abemaciclib as a single agent within the indication in a patient like this?
So it's not indicated in a patient who's previously progressed on CDK4/6. That being said, could a physician write a prescription for it and see if it got approved? Certainly, and I've seen it done. I certainly wouldn't recommend it outside of a clinical trial setting.
So are you saying then that if you're going to use abemaciclib within the label as single agent, it has to be in someone who's never had a CDK inhibitor?
Exactly. That's exactly how the trial was run, was in the naive population. That's how its approval was gained.
Can you envision doing that yourself?
So I have not done it. You know, one thing I have done, which I think we'll come to in another case, is whether or not you can use it in someone who's tried a different CDK4/6 but didn't tolerate it. You know, in that case, they never progressed on it, and then I would feel comfortable using it.
But again, as a single agent?
You know, I think that's a very interesting question, because I think the question is, would you then add on a hormonal therapy if you're going to give abemaciclib in that patient population that it has the indication as monotherapy? So that population is really someone who's progressed on one or two lines of chemotherapy in the metastatic setting. And I generally have added on endocrine therapy. I typically haven't been using abema monotherapy. I will usually use an endocrine agent they may not have gotten before and given it in combination, because I think there is synergistic activity.